But ladies and gentlemen, we want to discuss a little something different today. Like it's not a laughing situation, but it's definitely a situation in which where it needs to be discussed. It's
Oh, yeah.
being discussed all over the place anyway, but this old Johnny Depp situation is crazy.
It
He,
is
oh, wow.
still one of my favorite actors.
It ain't never gonna change there, bro.
Yeah.
No, he's made me laugh in this trial a couple times already, man. The replies he got to these damn people is hysterical. The questions they asking are fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it's bro. It was like a whole. It was funny because I was watching a compilation of it where it had Johnny Depp basically talking to the what's her name? He's gonna call her
Don't
ex-wife. I don't know how to. I don't want to butcher her name,
know. Oh,
but
Amber.
yeah. Oh, Amber, because he calls her something else instead of Amber. Her last name. He calls her by her last name, which starts with a B.
That.
But
Well, go ahead. I don't know
yeah, and the Amber's lawyer, or he's the prosecutor or whatever, he's like, oh, he kept asking him the same question four times. He's like, so is this your signature? He's like, correct, it's my signature. And on the right, is this your signature? Yes, it's correct. Did you sign this? And like, he's like, we just clarified that a long time ago. And then there was one where Johnny Depp, he was talking and he was like, oh yeah, you know, because it's funny because even like I can see Johnny Depp's face, like he knows that there's nothing possibly they can do to basically win the case because he won the case already by default. Like at first, I'm not going to lie, when I was hearing about the case where you know, when they let Johnny Depp speak first about the situation that was going on with his hand, then they brought at the beginning when they started to bring up, you know, like evidence or whatever, they're like, oh yeah, so this is you in the hospital. I mean, you know, on your way in a hospital bed with your finger. Because I thought they was gonna basically turn it around and say that what he was saying was fake, like he faked it at first. I was like, oh shit, don't tell me he faked it. But no, it turned out to be true. That, you know, his ex-wife did smash his hand with glass and you can see it. And even if it was fake, bro, like even if they said it was fake, you can see it. He showed his hand. His hand in the middle finger was all, you can see that it was broken. You can see that they probably used like a piece of his leg or a piece of his skin off his own body, because that's what they usually do in order to be able like to cover up like any bone that's being like out of, you know, shown out of your skin or from your finger, legs or whatever. They take a piece of your skin from your own body and they implant it on there to make it look like, you know, how it's supposed to look. And you know, it was just messed up because, you know, dealing with his ex-wife, like, you know, and what I like about this situation, because it's a rude awakening, you know, Johnny Depp is, you know, the prime example of what goes on in relationships today, you know, that people don't know about, you know, how the female is very abusive and, you know, they're very quick. These type of females are very quick to turn everything around as if like they are being abused because they won't get what they want.
Oh, she got what she wanted.
Yes.
See, there's so much to the story, you know what I'm saying? Anybody that's been watching, you know, goes deeper. You know,
It is fucked up. I like,
it makes no sense where they're trying to say that, you know, it's his drug use that he was abusive
Yeah.
when everybody around, his ex-wife even, ex-girl, everybody said that man wouldn't harm a fly.
Right.
And now she's the only one out of nowhere his co-workers, other people that have worked with him, said they've never seen this man angry. He's always chilling. But with her, he's the angry man. So a lot of things don't make sense. You understand?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people on his side that are saying that, you know, he wasn't that type of person. They've never seen him that way. Right. You know, and you got this other guy that testified that, you know, he said something to her on the plane and she snapped at him and he just sat back with that, you know, damn, you know, mind my business. So, you know, there's a lot of different areas in where they're showing that she wasn't Mrs. Innocent either.
Right.
You know, and that is where she was playing victim before, and now that's turning to bite her because you victim, but then you provoking.
Yeah.
Get what I'm saying? And then there's situations like, you know, they got pictures of shit on the bed. I'm not going to say it's human. I'm not going to say it's animal. She tried to say it's an animal. It looks like it's human shit. The size of his dogs can't shit that way. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? There's just certain things. Bro, that looks like how Buddy would do.
Wow.
Okay? Think about it. Yeah. You've seen. Think about it. That's what it looked like. You know what I'm saying? There's no way. Get what I'm saying? No way. So there's just certain things that, you know, why makes you question everything. Why were you recording situations? And it's not like here. It's not like where you at. For example, there's certain states where if the other person isn't allowing you to record them, you can't. California is one of them states.
Right.
And several times he said she obtained these illegally. You get what I'm saying? She didn't have my permission to record me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even in those times when he's mad, I think that time that he was slamming around the thing and got this big glass of wine out, I think he was mad because he lost a substantial amount of money. He wasn't right. mad at her, but she made it about her.
Right.
Get what I'm saying? And, like,
and even though, like, you know, I mean, obviously it isn't the best, you know, because things happen that way. What I mean by is, like, taking, you know, instead of being angry, you know, he has a way to cope with his depression, which is drinking, you know, and doing drugs, even though it isn't the best way to go about it. But even when he does it, he doesn't act on, like, his emotions, you know. He's just, you know, he's just by himself.
The thing is, everybody handles drugs differently. Right. And that's the part that people don't understand. You know, somebody can be high as hell and go to work and be perfectly fine. But then somebody else be just as high, go to work and fuck up all day long.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's two people handle things differently. I'm not condoning people that drink and drive, and I don't condone that at all. Literally, I'm not saying that, so don't even come with that towards me, but I'm just saying, I've seen it. I've seen people who can't work unless they are high. They try to work when they sober and they just mess up everything. But let them get a little drugs in them and they perfect. Everything's right. to a T. So I'm not going to be the one to sit down and say that that man can't function while high. If he's been doing it since he was God knows how old, then now it doesn't control him. He controls it.
Yeah.
So a lot of things get misinterpreted, and that's what's happening. But he's now clarifying it. And the lawyer that was questioning him, the guy that I saw, was just making a fool.
Yeah.
Just made a fool of everything. Like, bro, you should have just played it differently and it would have worked better for you. Like, he should have showed the violent videos first and then went with the because of the drug thing. You get what I'm saying? But no, you went with the drug thing, then showed a violent video, and it's like he clarified all that. You done.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Exactly. Debunked.
you were done there. Yeah, you thought he was gonna sit down and be like, no, that wasn't no, I wasn't no, I never no. He was like straight up, yeah, I did, and a couple times, and no, I don't remember that one, but you know what I'm saying? Like, he was straight
Yeah.
up. That's like, he was just gigging about certain things, and I'm like, all right, this man's keeping it real. Fuck it.
And how he was explaining too, I like about Johnny Depp is, even throughout everything he did, well, everything he's been through, he's still mainly, well, I wouldn't say, yeah, I'm gonna just say it like, he still gave her respect too. He explained how she was at the beginning, how she seemed as if like she was like perfect. Every time he'll come home, she would always take off her shoes, for him. And he never understood, he probably thought it was a traditional thing. And until one day he came home and she was on the phone and he realized he was busy, then he took his shoes off. And then she came in and she's like, "Well, what are you doing?" And he's like, "What do you mean?" And then she's like, "You don't do that. I do that."
Yeah,
And when I
I
heard
heard
that,
that too.
I was like, "Yo, I'm be
Bro,
honest, bro, that didn't click right. That
that's red
doesn't
flag.
sound right.
That's a red flag.
That,
That's a mad red
bro,
flag. But
like."
you know what I'm saying? Listen, he was warned by his colleagues not to proceed, and he proceeded.
Right.
You know, sometimes you gotta learn the extra hard.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say he was right. I'm not gonna say he was wrong. I'm not gonna say she was right. I'm not gonna say she was wrong. That's for the courts to decide. My opinion really doesn't matter. But the way I feel about it, it's fucked up, bro. That
Yeah.
shit wrong. That
And
shit is
like,
wrong all kinds of ways.
he was explaining how not only, he doesn't care, he doesn't really, well, yes, he does care about the case, but about the effect of what it does, because he was explaining how not only does it affect him and her, it affects his children, because now his children has to, go through that. He doesn't want his children to sit here and take sides of what's going on. He, like he said, he made sure that his children wouldn't live that life of dealing with paparazzi and all that situation and stuff. So, which, I 100% respect, Johnny Depp for that. He's really a cool dude.
This whole thing is, you know, him trying to get his name straightened. You get what I'm
Yeah.
saying? That's it. He's trying to clear his name, you know? And I keep telling people, you know, people real quick and it's wow. Know, I kind of feel what he's going through. I really do. I'm not gonna speak on the matter, but I can feel what he's going through.
Right.
And for anybody that realizes when you're talking shit about somebody and you know, making their name, you know, look bad, and you continue to do something like that, and that tarnishes that person's name. And that
Right.
person really never did it and can prove they never did nothing. Believe me, They can sue your ass. Stop playing. Stop playing using people name and talking shit about people. Shit real. That's what this is showing. You know, outside
Yo,
what real is happening, it's a fact. You know, if what he's saying is true, I'm not saying that he's saying anything that's true or not true, but if what he's saying is 100% true, everybody that's ever, you know what I'm saying, turned their back on him, all the movies that he's lost because they, you know, she was claiming he was a womanizer, woman beater, and this, that, and the third, all the movies that he couldn't get because of those things being said about him. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't, you know, he's rich. But for somebody that's not rich, that's a different thing.
yeah,
So talk
it
about
is.
somebody, you know what I'm saying? Make sure what you're saying is 100% real. And it's messed up that it's coming from somebody that is in his inner circle. If it's to be that what he's saying is 100% real, then, bro, she's not only playing the people closest to her, she's playing everybody.
Just for our own game, pretty much.
Well, she got 7 million from him the last time that she swore up and down that she didn't do, you know, for the money, and yet she promised the money to two organizations that she never gave the money to. And then turned around and something to the effect of saying that, oh, that, you know, now she got the legal fees, that, you know, she has to worry about that because they're expensive. But she's had the money for about a year, and yet you didn't give the money to these charities you swore in that same year. Makes you look kind of funny, kind of suspect. But you
Yo, it
ain't
sounds
do it.
suspect to me.
But you ain't do it for the money though. That's what you said on national TV. You ain't do it for the money though. But you held on to the money though. And these organizations she promised the money to sent her letters stating that they didn't receive the money. That means she didn't send the money.
And then the guy, which was, I believe, Johnny Depp's one of his good friends or whatever, he was like, you know, he started crying, like on the case, because he was like, it's messed up that, what Johnny Depp has been going through, and he has to deal with this. You know, he has been dealing with it, that which is, all the doubts and this negativity on his name. It takes a toll on a person, but it shows how strong he is,
I
like.
told you, watching the trial is different. Told you, I watched 4 hours of a 7 hour trial, and there's more for me to watch.
All right.
You know, I can speak on it, I can speak on what I've heard him say and shit like that. And, you know, like I said, you know, he's made me crack up a few times, you know, on his little smart remarks back, you know, it's, but he's keeping it real. Like, you know, one part the dude's up there questioning him, and all of a sudden he just leaves, and Johnny Depp's like, where's he going? Like, like you're just walking away, like, what just happened? You know, it's like shit like that made me laugh, you know. But little things like that, you know. Watching the trial, you looking at his reaction, you understand it's different than just watching the little clips on YouTube that they're showing. It's different from actually seeing that whole conversation he's having about that topic, opposed to them just clipping the little bits and showing you little clip
Right.
bits. You know, you watch his facial reaction, like he has, you know, a couple of times he stops and he's like, you know, thinks about it, like, you know, like a memory he really didn't want to have to bring back, but now, you know, you bring it back and he's like, you know, trying not to throw people under the bus, but they make him throw people under the bus.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like it's irrelevant, you know, certain things are just irrelevant. You know, they showed a picture that I ain't even up front. Even he said, "Let's like, you know, conveniently placed." You know, things are just like too convenient.
Yeah.
You know, the picture was just like everything set up just perfect. And then a friend of his said, "Yo, I've known the nigga Johnny Depp for a long time, and I've never seen that nigga that organized." You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, gotta question certain things. I told you,
Honestly.
I watched a lot, bro. I watched a lot. Know, there's 7 days worth of trials to watch.
Yep, 7 days.
You
And
want
it was funny because like
to.
every single day, like he'll come in and then try and double sit down and he was like, oh yeah, you know, let's just make sure this the next answer I give isn't gonna be objective. I mean objected. It was funny. That was real funny.
And when he said it, I don't know what you're talking about. Because he kept saying a lot of things, and the judge just kept, you know, just he answered it, and in certain things he just trying to kept questioning the same things, and the judge was getting sick of certain stupid shit he was asking, and certain things just. If they would just stop redacting a lot of shit, you would understand a lot of things that were actually being said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're just trying to make the case look a certain way. Got to watch it from the beginning. You know, if you were to watch just her side and after that you ain't want to see his side, then yeah, you're going to believe everything she says. If you
Right.
watch everything he says and not watch what she says, then you're gonna believe everything he says, you're gonna fall for him. You gotta watch both sides. And I'm gonna let you know. In the middle is the truth. Right in the middle of both of what they're saying is the truth. I'm not saying he's being a lion, but I'm gonna let you know he's covering up a lot too. He's
Yeah.
not trying to be fully 100% honest, because there's a lot that he has to hide. You know, if you ain't asking the right questions, he ain't feeding you no more answers than you asking. Get what I mean? Like, he ain't gonna do it. That's not gonna happen if that's what you think is gonna happen. He ain't doing that one. So if you ain't asking the right question, he ain't gotta answer the right way. He ain't gonna give you the answer. You ask the right question, he's forced to give you the answer, forced to. But that's why they getting the answers they getting. But they're not asking the right questions. If they ask the right questions, they're gonna get the right answers. They're not asking them. He ain't gonna give them up voluntarily. Not voluntarily, he ain't. And I see that. You know what I'm saying? I see that with the questionings. You know, I see that with the with the way they're questioning him, and I see it with the way he's answering them. So he ain't gonna feed more to you than what you're gonna ask. Not
Right.
gonna happen. Not in this trial. Maybe other trials, motherfuckers wanna sing and dance. He ain't doing that. I mean, literally, he's incriminating himself every time he admits to using drugs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's already enough. He's already damaging his name by admitting to things, but in the same token, he's letting people know that that's not who he is. You know, he's gone through a lot, you know, and he's still going through a lot, and he still was going through a lot, and you know what I'm saying? Like, he's trying to explain his life. But don't be surprised if there's a movie and a book after this shit.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised, bro. A book and a movie after this.
That would be crazy.
It's gonna
not gonna
happen.
Lie though.
It's gonna happen. Mark my words, bro. I ain't never ever said anything on this show ahead of time. And I mark my words, there's gonna be a book and a movie, whether it's coming in the next year or two. It's gonna happen, bro.
Not gonna lie. I would smash. I'm not gonna lie.
Nah. When she was maybe younger, yeah, now no. But she, I don't think she liked niggas anyway, so don't matter.
Too bad.
I don't think, I'll be honest with you, the way it played out, I don't think she ever did. It was just an opportunity for her to get money.
Yeah, I mean,
easy money.
Easy money. I don't want to say it's the life of female, but pretty much, yeah, that's pretty much it. Secure the bag, as they say.
She secured it.
Had kids.
You know, he fucked
that's
up.
That's how he gets you.
Yeah, let me know. Let me tell you, he fucked up. He did. He did. He should have signed a prenup. He would have signed a prenup. There was nothing she could have gotten. He could have said, yeah, she's coming in this with zero. She's leaving with zero. She signs it. That's how she's leaving. And I guarantee you she would have never signed it. She would have never signed it. Fuck out of here. She was in that shit for the money, bro.
Yeah.
No matter what she says, I didn't do it for the money. Yeah,
you did it for the money. You did.
Every last bloody cent of it. Don't think, ladies and gentlemen, that that money sitting in a bank, that $7 million sitting in a bank account, didn't accumulate interest.
Yep.
People are leaving that one out the books. How much interest it accumulated? Yeah, I don't know. Do the math on what the bank was giving and the APR back in when this happened. I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing the math. Not going to happen.
Let's just say
not that interesting.
Round up to a good
I don't give a
over
shit.
50 million.
Nah. Not nowhere near that high. But it's a good relative good number. You know, I don't think it's a million. I don't think it reached nowhere near a million, but I could be wrong. You know, but still, it's still a substantial amount of money made on interest. Believe that. Believe that.
That's crazy.
But listen, people do weird things for weird reasons, and we're never going to understand why. They'll tell you, you know, they'll give you their explanation, but in reality, no one ever really tells their explanation on why they do shit.
Right.
No. There's always more to the story. Like I said, we'll find a movie and a book later. Her version, his versions, everybody's version, the side and in between and in the middle.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting book. It's all on, what do you call it? New York Times.
Well,
whoa.
The movie will be on either Main Screen, HBO, some crazy book. I don't know. You know, it's going to be, trust me, bro. It's going to happen.
Wow.
Yes, sir. But Like I said, you know, it ain't over yet. The trial's still in the beginning. It's over when the judge says it's over.
Yep.
Still got some more to see.
Still got a lot more. It's going to be a lot to be reviewed after this situation. After her sitting there saying, "Oh, hey, I didn't punch you, I hit you."
Yeah,
Bro, that got me, bro. I was like, "What?"
the way she phrases certain things is funny. I don't think she ever thought that was being recorded either. So,
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, the whole audio recording literally fucked her up at the end, like, in the end. Literally. It messed her, it debunked her response about him being a woman beater, right? When throughout the whole video, I mean the whole audio, you can hear her yelling at him, which she described. You can hear her calling him, you know, well, mainly as we like to call it, shouting out, you know, saying vicious things to him, calling him a big baby, you know. She explained, she even admitted to assaulting him in the audio.
there's a lot
And
being admitted in those audios. That's what I'm saying. You know, don't know how shit's gonna turn out later. It's the beginning stuff.
so like already off of, well, I can't say that because I want to say it, but I can't say that because then I could be wrong, because you never know what actually happens behind scenes when you weren't there. It's just that simple. You know, even though there's evidence there from you know, that day when it happened, he could have hit her 2 days ago before that happened. He could have hit her a day after that happened, you know. So, you know, what I'm saying is on that end, for her saying that he's a woman beater, that just debunked a, that shit got debunked a lot, bro. Like, they just, that just made her look stupid as fuck.
Well, I know that it ain't over yet.
Yeah.
There's more that's gonna be said.
It's just crazy. I never really looked at court cases like that though, you know, because when he was like, "Oh yeah, I'm only here to tell the truth, you know, and all but the truth," and I'm like, "All right," you know, you see different sides of, you know, and then you see the evidence that, you know, people have been shown throughout their lives, you know, that they forget about because they're being judged and stuff. Like, kind of cool though, but you know.
Well, tell you. Gonna be a long conversation on YouTube for weeks.
But then again, that's another thing too, you know, about situations like this, you know, this Johnny Depp situation. You know, what I mean is, like, you know, I won't say it's a distraction. It's something that is going on, you know, throughout the world, but you know, stuff like this, it gets on the internet, people are talking about it, people are making memes and shit about it. But, you know, there's other stuff that's going out there, and I feel like there's, like, how the, I'll say the media puts it, you know? You know, they're like, "Oh yeah, let's forget about what's going on." Not saying they are, but like, let's forget about what's going on in Ukraine right now. Let's forget about what's actually happening, you know, and in Islamic places. Like, let's forget about that. And it's like, let's just focus this whole week on Johnny Depp. Everybody's, oh, Johnny Depp this, Johnny Depp that, and then everybody's forgetting about what's going on. That's if you're just focused on that. That's what I mean. You
You
know.
know, people are gonna look other things, to get their mind off of what's actually going on, but
Right.
doesn't really mean that they're losing mind or losing focus at what's going on. You just sometimes need to look away,
Right.
can't just stay watching the same thing. It gets, depressing.
Right.
You know, it really does. Trust me. Know, you don't put the hours in, all over, YouTube, checking out what's fake, what ain't fake,
Right.
what's really going on, what's not going, you know what I'm saying? You don't go through YouTube like that. You know, there are people that do. I'm
Right.
like one of them. And when I'm doing research, I'll research all aspects of it. I'll look at the fake, I'll look at the non-fake, and then I'll go to the news here, and I'll go to the news there, and I'll find links, and I go deep in the shit and find out what's exactly going on.
Right.
You have so many different variations of what's going on. But what you cannot take away is what you hearing from the people that are actually there.
Right.
And not the media taking it, the audios captured and, little things that shouldn't be caught, but caught and then later on exposed, things
Right.
like that. I'm looking at into, everything. I don't want to just know one thing. And like I said, there's a lot of people out there like myself, and we'll spend those hours on YouTube and we'll see what's what, and then we'll go find other avenues to see if that is actually true and what is actually going on. If they show a video, find that video and actually see the full video and see if what they're saying and what you're seeing is the same thing.
Right.
You can be like, for a good example, you can have a video of me punching somebody in the face, right? But you're only showing the part of me punching them in the face. But you didn't show the 30 seconds before that where they punched me in the face five times, and you just showed a part where I punched them in the face once.
Yep.
So it's like, you gotta look and find the whole source of where this stuff is coming from and look at it yourself and get your own opinion on what you're looking at. Don't get the opinion of what they're showing you, because they're, trust me, they're not showing you the whole thing.
That's the whole thing, when it comes to me, you have to pick a side.
No, you don't.
No, what I mean is like they put it like that, because they don't give, obviously they don't give you the full story because there's two sides to be told.
They try to make you pick a side. Not
Yeah.
everybody wants to do their work and legwork to see if what's being said is true or not. You
Right.
hear people say, oh, but the fact checker said, but who's checking the fact checkers? Sometimes the fact checkers have to be fact checked too. Because where are they getting their facts from? That source and those sources are not revealed. So how can you literally say that your facts are 100% fact
Right.
when sometimes those facts can be proven that they're not? So, you can't take the word of everybody. You got to do the work yourself. You have to. You know, like I tell you all the time, don't take my word for it, bro. Google it. If you're not a Google fan and you use any other search
Search
engine,
engine, yeah.
then you know you do that. But you do your research. Don't just sit down and, you know, sit down and say, oh yeah, I heard this and that's true. Find out for yourself.
Well, I haven't seen that search engine being in a long time.
You know, it's there. Yahoo is there.
I know
There are
Yahoo's always going to be there.
so many others. You know what I'm
Oh,
saying?
shit, I'm definitely Yahoo.
That don't censor you.
Right.
Don't block certain, you know, avenues for you to look at. You know, or at least put them all the way so far down in the bottom of the list that you never, ever, ever get down there to see it. Ever. It's like they give you search something and they give you like 1,000 pages of it. How often does a person actually go to the 1,000th page to see what the fuck is down there?
Question
Like,
is, will they ever make another search engine, or is that it?
there's so many search engines out there, bro. You just gotta find them. I don't know the name of them, but there's a quite a few. You know, and there's a couple that I think you pay for. And
Right.
those that you pay for, they don't censor anything at all. There's no censorship. But again, oh, interesting. My laptop's always got an update, boy. But you know, it's like just do your own homework. That's it. You know, don't take my word for it. Don't take his word for it. Don't take their word for it. Just take find it for yourself. Take your own word for it.
Yep. There's no way I could tell you otherwise. It's not like you said, oh, yeah, I believe, because Johnny Depp said this. I believe because Amber said that. It's no, I believe this because after all my research that I've been through, this is the outcome. They're like, okay. They can't say that you took Johnny Depp's side. They can't say that you took Amber's side because it's what, your side. Your side wasn't a part of the case.
Everybody's opinions seem to have some kind of opinion. No.
Right.
It's one of those where my opinion means something to about 1.6 million people, but in reality, it's just my opinion. It's no fact behind it. It's an opinion. But people take that opinion to wholehearted face value.
Right.
And that's where, you know, we wind up where we are now. Johnny Depp winds up where he's at right now. Because you got so many people that believe that he did what he did without really knowing whether or not he did it or not. And now they're starting to see, like, okay, there was another side to the story. Oops.
This
Tell you, man. Staying single sounds so good. Tell you,
don't
man.
gotta deal with the fuckery.
Nope. Tell you, man, it feels so much better every damn day.
Or you just look at it and be like, good thing I'm single.
Because, man, if let me tell you something. I always keep saying if she ain't willing to put something up to the table, you know, she's going to be the one taking from the table. And you're going to keep putting on the table. She keeps taking from the table. Eventually, when you get broke of putting on the table, she's going to want to go just to another table. Yep. She ain't never put nothing into the table to want to continue to put onto that table.
Yep.
Some of these guys just don't understand that. If they don't contribute, they never will. They got to contribute to understand what the contributions are. And when you contribute, you understand. With the understanding, you sympathize. It's a two-way street. Relationships aren't just a one-way street.
Oh yeah, it's two-way. And if it's one-way, there's a problem. Big problem.
Well, some people don't realize they're in a one-way relationship.
But then you got some males that, well, I won't say males in particular. Females do it too. But they'll rather have it the one side way because they can AKA afford it.
Well, you know, like I told you the other day, you know, if you ain't got rich nigga money, why are you trying to be with a rich nigga? But yet,
housewife, that's what they would say.
And some of them can't even be that. They can't. If you were rich, so. If you living with a rich dude, there's a good 75% chance he got a maid.
Maid, so yep.
Doing yep. Just using up his money, looking pretty, giving him some poom poom. Bro, I always tell you, man, bro, listen, I ain't even gonna say it on the air. Bro. Like, yo. Listen. If I had Johnny Depp money, I would not have Johnny Depp problems. Because I would not be married. And that'd be old definite. I'd be the hoe of all hoes. Fuck out of here. Yo, I understand he want to be a Southern gentleman. I understand that. He want to be a Southern gentleman. Listen, there were Southern gentlemen that were hoes too. And they were gentlemen just like anything else. Listen, being a hoe is just a title. It's just a word. But if you don't have to be, you know what I'm saying, or AKA dogs and all this and all that, like women always label a dude, like that's just a label. Yeah. But if you a gentleman, you still doing what gentlemen things do. And you don't got to be married to be a gentleman. What?
Yeah.
Oh, so you become a gentleman when you're married. So you're not a gentleman when you're not married? Really?
No, I don't agree with that. If you're thinking of what I'm thinking, if you thought that's what I said, I don't agree to that. That's not what I said. Yeah.
Like, like, nah. You know, I don't know that whole, you know, Southern gentleman type mentality, but I've really never seen that part in anywhere.
Right.
Like, come on. You sleep with a lot of women. You treat them like women. You don't treat them like dogs. That doesn't make you a gentleman. You have to be married to be a gentleman. No, man.
Come to the house. Welcome back, Mr. Newman. How are you? Wait, like 10 to 12 women. Bro, that is just so funny.
They don't all live with you, but I'm saying, like,
yeah,
Like you not married to them, but if you go to Washington, you got a shorty. You go to Los Angeles, you got a shorty. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't make you a non-gentleman. It actually, to me, you are a gentleman. You're not married, you're not committed, and you're doing your thing. It's fucked up when you're married and you're doing the same damn thing. And yet you call them niggas gentlemen. Really? I give more respect to the nigga doing this dirt. He ain't married to nobody. Why can't he do his dirt? But yet the nigga that's married is doing his dirt and nobody say shit.
Because he's married.
And that makes the gentleman, really. Well, he's taking care of both chicks. And what about the nigga that got eight a chick in every fucking state taking care of all of them chilling?
True.
Ain't that none of them.
True.
That nigga ain't a chap, man. That nigga, listen, boy, I take my hat off to him. Like, hey, yo, you the man, son. Fuck all of that. You the man.
Taking care of five girls in five different states. That's crazy. Wow.
No, or more. I mean, if the nigga's rich, shit, you ain't gotta put a bitch up in a $1 million house. You put her up in a nice neighborhood in a nice $40,000 house that looks like it's $100,000. She ain't paying no fucking rent. Any money she go work is hers. The house paid for, you paid for it, it's your house, but at the end of the day, she living in it. You ain't never say shit. Anytime you come by, it's your house, you go chill, you got a shorty there. Hello. Come on, man. Like I said, you wildin', bro. Nope. If I had that nigga money, I would not have that nigga problem. I know somebody out there saying, you have bigger problems. No, I wouldn't. Because a nigga like me use a condom. I live for them bad boys. Oh, them shits don't work. No, they have holes, this, that, and the other. That's why you blow them before you use them. Duh. If they blow up like a balloon and hold the air, they work. You can roll them back up and put them on. I mean, if you don't go through all that because you fiend out for the pussy, then that's a whole different ball game. And you deserve what you get. Dudes don't realize, man, having sex these days is like popping shots in the dark. You don't know who you're gonna hit. Or you shot somebody or you shot yourself. You don't know. You popping shots in the dark. You shoot yourself in the foot. Bro.
Yikes. Yikes.
I give Johnny Depp a lot of respect, bro. If what he said is true, then if what he's saying is true, then bro, it's just proof that there's guys out there that get abused just like women do, and they just don't say shit. That's just proof.
Yeah. I feel like another thing is it's kids too. I'm not gonna lie, bro. If Johnny Depp didn't have kids, bro, I'm pretty sure he would have kicked their ass out, bro. Long time ago.
Who?
Amber.
Well, see, he was already experiencing issues with her before he married her. So again, you know what I'm saying? We don't know what he was thinking. You know what I'm saying? So, maybe he was, what's the word? Whoosh, whip. But still, who knows? We wasn't in his shoes. I can't speak for him, but I just know, like I said, it would not be me. Now, difference. Okay, let me break down the difference in it. If I'm rich before I meet a shorty, prenup. If me and shorty are both broke and we get rich together, that's a fucking whole different goddamn ball game.
Right.
But if you broke coming into my rich life, you leaving broke too. Yeah, you leaving with what I gave you. You know what I'm saying? What you, what I bought you when we was together and all that. But I don't give a fuck whether it was $1 million chain or diamonds or whatever. You can have all that. That's it.
I'll take care of you for a good, about a
Nope.
good
Nope.
year.
Nope. 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 I ain't taking care of you. No, not. Nope. Nope.
No, I'm
Not.
talking
Nope.
about her, you know, what she got.
But
That'll
you
take.
better pawn that shit. Pawn all that shit. Be all right.
She got, you know, got a little apartment that should.
That prenup gonna be you get zero when we get zero money monthly, nothing yearly.
There.
You leave with the
For
clothes that you
free.
came in with. You leave with the clothes you came in with, and everything I bought you, and nothing else, because you ain't had shit when you got here. Whatever you built up while you was here, that's you. You ain't give me shit. Everything I gave you while you were broke ass was here. And now I gotta pay you. Because why? You gave me some Lissy. You took off my boots. You ain't washed my clothes. I took them to the laundry. You get what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah.
nah, we ain't doing all that, but again, difference if me and Shorty are both broke and we come up together, that's a whole different scenario.
Right.
Really different. Now, if she got the same kind of money I got and we both rich, then okay, that's a whole different game. She ain't gonna need my money. I'm not gonna need her money when we get a divorce.
Right.
You ain't got no money? Better go back to McDonald's. No, let me stop.
Right.
Let me stop. But you know, I do feel bad if it's reality what he's saying.
Yeah.
You know. Because it ain't a joking matter that guys, you know, do get abused like women do.
Yeah, it isn't. I'm glad it's out there because it shows, you know, it gives the awareness out.
You know, there's verbal abuse, there's physical abuse, you
Yeah.
know, there's mental abuse, there's so many different kinds of abuse. But people only get fixated on the physical abuse.
Exactly.
Verbal abuse is just as damaging.
Exactly. It's
You get what
mentally.
I'm saying? Mentally fucks you up. Let me tell you, yes, it's hard to recover from physical abuse, but the scars do go away. Mental abuse can sometimes never go away.
Right.
And I'm not saying that if you get physically abused, it doesn't become mental. I'm just saying the bruises do go away sometimes.
Yeah.
But the mental aspect of it is lifetime.
Yeah. That's
And
true.
yeah, there's people who've gotten, you know, disfigured from, you know, stuff like that. I'm not saying that all, but at the end of the day, the mental aspect of it is a lifetime thing. No matter how much you know, go to therapy to forget it, and it will always be there. Whether it's suppressed, whatever you want to call it, it's there. It
Right.
will always haunt you. Something will always trigger something to bring that memory to life. Always, till the day you die. So I do feel bad for him. He's gone through that since childhood. He's broke down how he's been abused, you know, and all that. So listen, that applies to everybody. Again, just because he's rich, you know, it's media spotlight right now, but millions of people go through this, bro. You know, financially, and if not financially, it's because, you know, they're using the kids as the collateral. You know, so I could honestly say maybe they were lucky they didn't have kids together, because it would have been a whole lot uglier. Because she did say he was an unfit parent. Meanwhile, his own wife was like, "This is the best nigga on the planet." Like, are you kidding me? So, imagine if they had a kid together. I guarantee you every day he go to sleep saying, "Damn, I'm glad I didn't." They're glad I didn't bust that nut. Had to say it.
Wow.
But yep. I'm coughing my ass off because I got nothing to drink around me. For And I'm smoking. So,
That too.
yeah. So, you know, that's the reality of it, though. We will find out more as, you know, time does go on. Know, as the days go on and the court cases continue, the court case continues. You
There's
know,
more stuff
more,
unravels.
yep, more will be highlighted, and we will see more and more and more about both of them. No, I never followed the London trial or whatever that was on the other side.
Excuse me. Whoa.
Never followed that, so I can't tell you what's what on that side, but I'll follow this side. Because on that side is where she won. This side is what's going to matter. All that stuff about drugs that they're trying to throw up in the spotlight right now, I'll be honest with you, that in itself would have been one of those things where maybe 15 years ago would have mattered.
Yeah, because that was a big thing, drugs.
20 years ago, it would have mattered. You know what I'm saying? Like when the drugs was at an all-time high and people didn't understand what was going on. But today, people understand what's going on, how drugs really work. So people are a little more sympathetic than they would have been 20 fucking years ago. So today, what he's trying to accomplish isn't working too well. Because everybody in today's society has had a relative, family member deep in there, you know what I'm saying? It's gone through this one way or another. Friend of a friend, you know what I mean? Like it's just so much going on that it's hard for anybody not to relate.
Honestly, it makes a lot of sense. Because, man, stuff people be going through, and, you know, people understand why they do cocaine. You know, they take all these drugs and shoot. Because, you know,
Everybody
life.
has their reason. You know, a lot of people are on opioids because they were given pain meds, you know, and they got addicted to the pain meds and wanted that, you know, get the pain away. And next thing you know, they're on opioids, you know, like, you know, in, you know, on heroin. And, you know, people that normally sniff cocaine, they want to be up in this, you know, up in life, you know, the top, you know, cocaine keeps you up. So, you know, you want to be up and up and up and up. You know, right. I feel that, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the pot smokers. Pot smokers want to be, you know, mellowed out, you know, chilling. So, you know, I understand why everybody does why they do what they do. But it's those people that don't understand, you know, why people are doing why they do what they do.
Right.
You know. And again, I'm not saying and I'm not condoning it, but it's reality. Somebody you know either sniffed some coke themselves, either sniffed it or burned it, one or the other, shot some dope. You know, like it's something, bro. Something. Pop the E pill. You know what I mean? Something.
Smoked
a joint. Been in a room that a joint was lit or a blunt was lit and got just as high as the person that was smoking it from secondhand smoke. But again, you know what I'm saying? Or ate an edible. You know, like something. Like, come on. You know, somebody that's done something. And if you want to be technical, whether it's an over-the-counter or not, it's still a drug. Tylenol.
Yeah.
So everything is a fucking drug. Or drink a beer.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's legal, don't make it right.
For real. Even, drugs taken by the pharmacy, which is basically opium, that's used. Yeah. Painkillers.
That's a drug. That's a drug. They're all drugs, bro.
You know?
Drugs are everywhere. Somebody, you know, somebody that pops something.
Yeah.
Takes something. Well, there's a heart medication, still considered a drug. Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Somebody's taking a drug. You know somebody. If it's not you, you know somebody. Like, the odds of you not knowing no one in your circle that pops something. I mean, unless, you know, the person's been completely quiet about it and no one knows about it. That does happen also, but trust me, this is always somebody.
Yeah.
This, every circle has somebody. Like I said, doesn't matter. Whether it's alcohol, it's a drug. It's an addiction. Some people can't get enough of it. Some people can't stop taking it. It's an addiction. It's a drug, just like any other drug. The same thing that happens. Just affects people differently. Like I said before, everybody has a different effect. Some people can't handle it. Some people die from it. Some people don't. Some people, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has a different effect.
Right.
So, and I'm not condoning it, but again, it is what it is. Yes, and you do hear somebody slobbering up water in my background. I took him for a nice ass walk and then I made him jog.
Okay.
I was nice enough to give him one of my old pots so he can use as a new bowl for water because it's deep enough. Not like these little bowls they give you for food.
Gotcha.
Since I took him for all that running, you know what I mean? I ain't want him walking up and down the stairs to get water. So, just trying to be nice to him. And it was nice outside today too. I let him be out there for a while.
Yeah, he about to knock out.
Oh yeah, when he go to bed, he's gonna be snoring. Bro, this dude, I'm gonna hear him from wherever he at. I'm gonna hear him clear across the whole house. He's done it before. Every time I do this to damn. Sometimes I gotta take my headphones off because I be hearing shit through the headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yo, what's that noise?
Like
And I think it's like, yeah, I be thinking it's something in the headphones or something in the movie. So I pause the movie and I still hear it and I take off the headphones. They're like, since everything, you know, everything in my house be OD quiet.
yeah.
So any noise you hear, you can automatically know what it is. So it's like, that's funny, right? Oh, that nigga snoring. You know what I'm saying? Like that. That's how it is. And sometimes, like I said, sometimes, you know, I don't put my shit on blast all the time. Only put the headphones on blast when I'm making beats.
Music, yeah.
Outside that, you know, I'm normally without it. So if I'm watching like YouTube upstairs on one of my like on the laptop or something, then you know, I'll hear it over the laptop. And I'm not blasting the laptop. I'm again, the house is mad quiet. I don't,
Right.
you know, here, you've been here. I don't have the
Yes.
problem you get. It's very rare you hear my neighbors. You do hear them sometimes, but like right now, they're home, you don't hear them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a school day, the kids asleep. You come on the weekends when the kids, you know, they get to run around. Or the other kids come up for the weekend. But other than that, maybe you'll hear a car drive by if we shoot it in the daytime. But at nighttime, like right now, you ain't gonna hear spit out there. I could go out there, you probably hear about a car or two drive by.
Wow.
You've been out here, bro. You know how it is out here.
Yeah,
Like,
no.
just imagine,
Quiet.
man, this is mad quiet, especially the hotter it gets. You haven't been up here when it's full summer.
Oh, it's even quieter when it's summertime? That's weird.
Yes, bro.
That's
That's what I'm
weird.
saying. It's like this all the time. It doesn't matter. You're not going to be hearing music blasting, cars driving by blasting. No, bro, not happening. Very rarely you'll hear a motorcycle passing by or a four-wheeler. It's not like that. They just go into the gas station to gas up so they
Wow.
can take it back home, put it on the trailer, and haul off to the mountains. Why are you gonna ride around in the streets when you got all these mountains out here? That's why the cops don't bother them. Cops know they're not going far. They're not going far at all. At least not in this town.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know about the other town. Well, yeah, I know about the other towns next to me. We ain't gonna say nothing. Not here. We was where we used to be. That's like New York. They riding all the time out there. But not here. It's not like that. It's quiet. Like I said, a lot of rich people out here, they ain't playing that, bro. They not playing that.
Yeah, I hear that.
You don't want to hear that loud music. You don't want to hear that loud ruckus. You don't want to hear that arguing. You don't want to hear none of that. None of that. Like, check out the block, bro. Bro, this, yo, you want to hear how real the you want to hear how real they are up here?
All right.
The landlord found out the chick was smoking in the crib. gave her less than 30 days for her to have to move out.
Wow.
Yep. Her whole family. Yep. Yep. That's how real it is up here. They ain't playing.
Wow.
They're not playing it. See, I'm quiet. It's very rare. Because you see how loud my sound system is, bro.
Yeah.
I rarely turn it on. Rare. Rare, bro. I've been here 2 years, bro. That shit's been on maybe about 10 times. Just believe that I got a sound system that can shake this house to the ground. You know what I'm saying? So, bro, people rarely know I'm here. I've had my neighbors be like, yo, you be home? They've called me and be like, yo, you home? I'm like, yeah. I'm a hermit up in here. Nobody know I'm here. Normally play my music when I know nobody's here. Nobody's around. My neighbors ain't around. Nobody's around.
Right.
Which isn't rare. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of times that happens when my neighbors across the street are gone. Chicks, the my next door neighbors are gone. The lady next door to me is gone. People across the street are gone. So I'm okay with, turning up my music a little.
Right.
You know, so I don't do it that often, even though there's, quite a few times that they're not around. But it's very rare that I feel the need to want to turn it up. I know I got it. Don't need to blast it. But if I want to watch a nice movie, though, I turn it on, but I still keep it respectful. Like that night you were here,
Yeah.
but you can feel the bass, you can feel everything, but it's still not loud enough to piss anybody off because they really not hearing it. We are, though. So, but it can go up, it can get up there. One, two, three. Five, seven. There's seven fucking speakers. Yeah, I can get up there. And a bass tube. It can do its job. But like I said, is what it is. And we've been on here for a hot minute. I'm gonna end the
No.
podcast. End the podcast with saying, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for stopping into another episode. We appreciate you. Without you, we would not be doing this. So thank you again. If no one told you, we do love you. Thank you.
Yes.
We appreciate you. Really do. Salute. And I'm
Stole that.
done.
I don't know what I'm saying.
And do. Yeah, stole that. Swipe. Swipe. But true talk. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll see you on our next episode.